This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One baby to another says I'm lucky to meet you. I'm done.
The Masters played this song for a reason. He definitely lost me. And do not grunge. It does not make me think Masters. I'll tell you that.
The line in it, the name of the song is called Drain You. And the line in it is now my duty to completely drain you. And that's what I say to myself when I'm over a putt.
Oh, I like that.
You like that? It's my mantra. It is now my duty to completely drain you.
Very Happy Gilmore of you.
Stupid putt. Stupid putting.
Drain you. Drain you. Daily Diddy selections. You can find them on our Spotify playlist. A different choice each day. Rotated around between Paul, Woodsy, and myself. And yeah, we've got listeners now who tell us, yeah, I put it on the car. If your show's not on or I've already listened that day, I'll put on the Daily Diddy playlist.
Indeed.
Just enjoy some of the tunes that we...
108 songs on the
That's crazy. Now. What's it going to be? How long is it going to be? It's going to go on in perpetuity, hopefully. Just forever. Just forever.
The long playlist.
Just Daily Diddy after Daily Diddy.
There's some eclectic choices in there.
Definitely.
As well.
Definitely. 100%.
You can chill out in your backyard, grab an ice-cold beverage, and listen to Padres baseball. You can stream Jesse Angler and Tony Gwynn Jr. using the Odyssey app. On 97.3 The Fan, they will be on at 5:05 today, the broadcast from Globe Life Field in Texas, where they have opened up. Now, opening day was pretty packed. You saw some of the video.
Yeah, it was like 40,000.
Earlier this week. The next two games, about half full. It's not like everyone's clamoring to go to Rangers games every single day. They're just not that compelling of a team right now. So I don't expect 40,000 fans tonight for the Padres game. Although it is a weekend, so, you know, I might be 25, 30,000 for that game. That's going to be a little different for those players after no fans last year and no more than like 10,000 fans at Petco Park in their first homestand. Going to be a bit of a different feeling for tonight's game.
Can't wait. I mean, I just can't wait till last night was tough not having a game on. I mean, I think everybody was feeling it last night, not being able to watch the boys play. So, got their rest. They're in Texas, ready to jam tonight.
All right, dude, it's time for our Pest of the Week, brought to you by Corky's. We kind of were playing around with different ideas, but to me, the Pest of the Week was all the missed opportunities for the Padres to grab games. The warning track in particular. Tommy Pham and the warning track have an intimate relationship after the first 7 games of the season. And a lot of people are saying, oh, the Padres offense, they're scuffling. And yeah, they only scored 8 runs. I feel like they were way closer to breaking out than their opponents in most of those games.
No question about it.
I mean, the Padres just seem like they're not quite barreling the ball. I mean, they're just a hair off on these swings that if they would just go 15 feet further, they might have scored 20 runs in the last 4 games as opposed to 8 runs, and we'd be talking about a 6-1 team going into Texas, but they just haven't. And that's partly baseball, you know, and that happens early in the season as well, as, you know, guys are trying to get locked in. But those things also even out over the course of the season. I just have to say, I've seen bad Padres offenses where, you know, they strike out 13 times in a game, yeah. And when they do make contact, a bunch of weak grounders,
squibblers,
and pop-ups.
Squibbers.
That's not really what I'm seeing. I saw, you know, Tommy Pham, who's probably the guy that I would point to the most as kind of the poster child for struggling Padres offense.
Yeah.
His exit velocity is actually quite good on balls batted into play. The Padres aren't really getting that lucky so far through this first week of the season. Those things do tend to even out.
Yeah, man, he's hitting the ball harder than anybody else in the big leagues, and he's got a, you know, 200 average to show for it. So, again, there's you have to do a deeper dive when you're talking. Well, you can't just scan the box score anymore. It's not 1986 and say, oh, man, he's batting 188, he's batting 200. It doesn't work that way anymore. It doesn't. It really never should have worked that way.
And it never did. We just didn't understand.
We just didn't understand. But you know, if you go to a game and watch a guy hit seeds right at people, you know he's locked in.
Yeah, the advanced metrics aren't that, they're not that exotic.
No.
You know, if you watched Moneyball, you know, when Billy Beane talks about getting on base.
Get on base.
It really shouldn't be that difficult to understand. It doesn't matter how you get on base.
Just
if
get on
get
base.
On regularly.
Because then you can score.
A single, a walk, you're on base, you can score. It's the only way you can score. You've got to get on base. So, yeah, I just thought that that was kind of interesting. So our Pest of the Week brought to you by Corky's. Ants and spiders, termites, rats. Corky's takes care of all of that. And don't forget gophers. Call 1-800-901-1102. Corky's is here for you. Got the Cobra, Dave Parker. Interview we've had set up for like a month. Looking forward to that. He's got a new book out, and we'll talk a little bit of the old baseball stories coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.